matric results and that pass rate and the university pass rate and the dropout even before we get to university. All of those things is what we're talking about now with my two guests. Let's get some quick calls on this issue so I get a sense of what you're thinking about this. Andrew, go ahead. Hi.
Yes, I'm to say the least very upset about this. This is not rocket science that children won't have good results because they are set up. I mean, if you know that the fact that you didn't learn as hard as the other guy, but you're going to the same grade,
yeah,
and you know you're going to go and make matric, whether it's by 40% or not, you're going to be there. It's so stupid. I don't understand. 60% of the work, and they go to another grade where I have to go on top of that, learn more things, and some of the things is extension of the things you should have known.
Okay, so what would you then be looking out for tonight?
My thing is they start earlier in life with the children. They mustn't put all the energy and all the money in matric. The child comes there, and I'm experienced this for 11 years. The child comes there, he's frustrated, he's upset, he's not emotionally right because he knows it's the last year of school. He needs to go to university or things. And they have to make decisions. Decisions they are even prepared for, you've been pushed along the line instead of stay back or get programs early in life, grade 4, grade 2, to get the child to understand the work better and then let the child go over. But okay, we don't do that. We want figures to say so many people have passed. But what type of process is that? What kind of understanding?
Okay.
What preparation is
all right? But I mean, all those issues I think we've touched on, and I think you again expressed your concern. Yeah. And most appreciate that, right? Let me bring in again one of my two guests, Dr. Lee Rusniak, who's the academic head of teaching and learning at the Wits School of Education. Now, what about, you know, one thing is the pass rate. What about the actual quality of education? That means the curriculum, the content, which is something that we know is being hotly debated at university level, as South Africa looks to become more African in terms of its curriculum. What about at high schools?
Okay, I think that, you know, the one thing that teachers have grappled with over the last, since our thing to change to democracy, is the number of times that the curriculum has changed. And what I think was a huge, huge drawback for our students is the outcomes-based education where knowledge and concepts were actually very much sidelined in favor of skills and confidence building and hearing voices and so on. And I think your previous caller is spot on when he says that where there are conceptual gaps, you're setting children up for failure later on because those conceptual gaps are cumulative as they move past the system. So we do think that the CAPS document, the CAPS curriculum, is an incredible improvement on what's been before. I think that there's still problems about overloading. I think that there are opportunities for teachers in some subjects to bring in indigenous knowledge systems. But I think that that's also, you know, when you've had a schooling where curriculum have changed midway through your schooling, it certainly doesn't allow for a systematic building of knowledge in the way that a more stable curriculum would.
Okay. Well, there's an interesting question or tweet from Sam Callow saying, what I'll be looking out for from the matric results is whether the under-resourced schools are stagnant or going up. Would you be doing the same professional work and looking at these under-resourced schools and how they perform? Or, in fact, are they then being benchmarked differently?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. No, they have been benchmarked consistently, and every year there's statistics that come out and that look at the bottom 40 schools and below 40% schools, below 85% pass rate schools, and the interventions that the provinces are implementing are focused on those schools. The problem is, and I agree with Dr. Resnick, is that we never give curriculum changes an opportunity to get institutionalized. You know, we're changing too often. We're changing too frequently. If you look back at when we had the best matric results, it was about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, the curriculum that was implemented, the CATS curriculum, were starting to saturate the system. Then there was some changes in the maths curriculum. There was some changes in the natural sciences, and that sort of had its impact. What we must understand about matric results is that certification is a national certification, and it certifies a very definite knowledge level. And what is important for universities and employers is that they can trust that pass rate as being valid, as being solid.
And if they don't, I mean, therein lies the problem. If they don't, you see, another point brought up is, what about the toxic influence of unions? How will teachers be fully knowledgeable in an environment where unions oppose inspectors? It comes from Monday in Bloemfontein. Now, that's not exactly matric results, but it certainly does give us this impression of where we're going as within a school year. Dr. Lee Rusnak, just your thoughts on that, the influence of unions?
I think that our unions have an enormous role to play in terms of supporting the professionalization of teachers, attention to teachers' subject knowledge, which we know has been terribly compromised by teacher training colleges, not all of them, but many of them in the past. And I think that legacy is still one that is with us today. So I do think that the unions could play a far greater role in strengthening teaching. You know, I think that they fought, especially SADTU, has fought really well for teachers' rights, teachers' working conditions. And I would really like to see a focus moved to quality teaching in the classroom. And I think that the commitment from the SADTU leadership is there.
What I
also think that they can do as a union is put enormous pressure on the government in terms of filling the posts where the very poorest of the schools have too many subject posts vacant in the schools.
All right. Lastly, I need to wrap up. Just quick thought from you. What, therefore, would you like the Minister of Education, basic education, that is, to say today, Ali?
What I'd like her to say is that from this day onwards, we are not going to make this big fanfare about matric results anymore. We are going to look at how many children have been retained through the schooling system and have a school leavers certificate. Mm. That would increase the incentive for schools to keep children in school.
And I think many may concur with you, by the way. Thanks for that. Let's get a last thought then, Professor Luek. Same question. What would you like the minister to say in one line?
Well, I would like the minister to look at this the education system. Many years ago, when we started with the banding, we looked at the general education training band, which would have an exit level exam in grade 9. And we must review that, and I would like the minister to say something about that there is a streaming at that level where you can exit formal schooling and we strengthen the vocational education.
All right,
of the
and that's where we're going to leave you on vocational education. Thank you so much for your time, Professor Kuet Luek.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, as well as
Thank
Dr.
You.
Lee Rusnak. Appreciate your input. I'll give you some details about where you can get your matric results in a moment. Let's get the news headlines now. Just go on 2:30.
And in the headlines, a body believed to be that of missing Soweto teenager Nonkululeko Ngubeni has been found in Brown Fisherville, west of Johannesburg. 19-year-old Ngubeni allegedly went to her cousin in the area last week to do her hair. The ANC has laid charges of criminal injury against a number of South Africans who've made racist or controversial remarks on social media platforms. They include economist Chris Hart and former estate agent Penny Sparrow, as well as fitness enthusiast Justin van Vuren. And Basic Education Department spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga says they'll announce a new matric support program for those who fail grade 12. Details are 3.
Well, thanks for that, Tutsile. Right, let's talk cricket now. They always say high-scoring games are fine, but they're notorious for draws. Maybe that's what South Africa needs today. Story of the day so far, here's Natalie Jamanis.
Well, South Africa at lunchtime were 428 for three, and they were trailing by 201. They avoided the follow-on, but then since then have lost three wickets. Hashim Amla was bowled by Broad for 201 or 477 deliveries, with 27 fours to his name and having spent 707 minutes at the crease. Then Faf du Plessis, not long after that, just in the next over, in fact, he was caught by Stokes at the bowling of Anderson, made 86 from 216 deliveries, with a score on 439. South Africa promptly went to 449 for six when Quinton Clark was caught by Anderson off the bowling of Broad for 5 from 10. At the crease now at the moment is Themba Bavuma, and he's there with Chris Morris, the debutant. Morris is on 16, Bavuma is currently on 23, and they're calling for a catch down the leg side now, but Ben Stokes, the bowler, is not really interested. The slips were, but Morris survives because he didn't get anything on it. Morris is on 16 right now. The deficit is 141. And South Africa 488 for six into the 175th over. The wicket takers, James Anderson has 1 for 67 in 31 overs. Broad has 2 for 81 in his 29. Stephen Finn has bowled 32 overs for 104 and picked up one scalp, while Stokes is into his 25th over and he's gone for 83 runs and has one wicket. Natalie Jamanis for SAFM Sport.
Let's move with the times. Tech media on Afternoon Talk. Let's move with the times. Only on SAFM.
Well, thanks for that, Natalie. Okay, regular updates still to come. Some comments about the matric results, so you can get them online tonight. First of all, the SABC Education SMS service, send your ID number to 35658. So ID number to the SMS number 35658. These SMSs will cost you 3 rands, and then your results will be SMSed back to you. There's more. You can also dial in at the SABC Education's USSD service. You dial